أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذي أوحينا إليك من الكتاب هو الحق مصدقا لما بين يديه إن الله بعباده لخبير بصير. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of certain servants of Allah who possess certain quality. The first was they continuously recite the book of Allah. Number two, they have firmly established salah in their lives. Number three, they spend from what Allah has given them. They do so secretly and openly. And they are hopeful that through those deeds, they will earn a profit and that they will engage in a transaction that will never collapse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He will reward them, and over and above the rewards, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them even more from His side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 31 of Surah Fatir, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He says, وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book that we have revealed to you, هُوَ الْحَقِّ, it is the truth. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, it is confirming what has come before it. It confirms whatever is found in Torah and Injil in terms of Allah's oneness and tawheed and so on and so forth. The Quran has come to confirm. So the Quran is al-haq, it is the truth, one of the names of the Quran, and it is a musaddiq, it is a confirmer of what the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had brought to their ummahs and to their nation. Inna Allaha bi'ibadihi lakhabirun basir. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware, fully aware of His servant, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful. Allah then says, Thumma awratna al-kitab alladhina istafayna min ibadina. O Muhammad, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chosen by Allah as the direct recipient of the Quran. His noble heart, there was no heart purer than the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is why Allah says it was first given to you. Thumma awratna al-kitab, and then we gave the kitab as heritage, as a legacy, as inheritance. To who? الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, those whom we have chosen from amongst our slaves and servants. The fact that we have access to the Qur'an is such a great ni'mah and bounty of Allah. Absolutely great ni'mah and bounty of Allah. Just imagine this. Allah said, it was given to you, and then from you, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابِ, and then Allah chose different means through which the kitab and through which the book was then left behind by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's inheritance. The greatest inheritance that any person can leave behind is the Quran. There is no empire, there is no estate, there is no wealth, there is no property that can ever, ever come close to the inheritance that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left behind. Allah is saying, this is the inheritance that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left behind for his ummah. So one thing we learn, number one, is that why should we be so grateful? Because Allah has compared it to inheritance. When you look at inheritance, inheritance is something you receive from someone who has passed on without any effort on your part. He made all the effort, he did all the work, he earned it all. And then he passed away, and here you receive a lump sum, or you get some part of that estate through no effort whatsoever. So this is the greatest inheritance that anyone could leave behind, yet no effort on our part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we left it behind as inheritance. Then Allah says, for who? Those whom istafayna, we have chosen. Now if you read the Quran and you study the Quran, you will notice that istafa means to choose. But generally this verb istafa, Allah uses it when He speaks about choosing prophets and choosing special servants. Allah says about the messengers. Now, istafa min al-malaikati rusula wa min al-nas. Allah speaks of messengers amongst the angels and amongst the humankind. Allah uses istafa for choosing of prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. There also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which was a very elite family in terms of having prophets and people of piety and so on and so forth. There also Allah uses istafa. And here for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is using the same verb istafa. Istafa shows that it's a special, special selection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from amongst my slaves, there are those whom I specially chose to inherit this book of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How have they reacted? Those whom we have chosen, Allah says there are three categories now. Those whom this book was given to as inheritance. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Amongst them, amongst those who receive the book as inheritance, is the one who oppresses and wrongs his own selves. So you find a person who got inheritance from his father or from the deceased, and he got that inheritance, he felt, I had made no effort to get it. So he squandered it, and he doesn't use it wisely, and he uses it in haram, and he wastes it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the same applies to the Quran. There are those who are ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ. They have no time for the Quran. They have no consideration for the Quran. They have no zeal and enthusiasm to remain connected to the Quran. ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ. He has oppressed his own self. Allah has given him such a great inheritance and legacy. Yet Allah says, ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ. وَمِنْهُمْ. And amongst them, مُقْتَصِد. The one who's mediocre. The one who's mediocre. He's just happy with the relationship that he maintains with the Quran. This is what I learned, and this is where I'll just keep it at that. There's no drive, there's no enthusiasm to go deeper and to go further. مُقْتَصِد. The one who's mediocre. Some ulama explain that ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ is the one who fails to carry out the injunctions of the Quran and falls into haram. مُقْتَصِد, the one who's mediocre, the average one, the مُقْتَصِد. Allah says, ulama explained, it is the one who does just what is required of him. So he does only the fara'id, only the obligatory acts, and he stays away from haram. What he does, the bare minimum that is required of him. That is the one who is mediocre. The third, Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ إِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And the third category is the one who excels in all good with the permission of Allah. So he took the greatest share of the inheritance. He excelled. In other words, he's doing whatever Allah has obligated upon him, obligatory acts. He stays away from every form of haram, but he looks for every opportunity to excel and to carry out whatever good deeds he can do. So his good deeds are not confined only to the obligatory act, but he goes beyond that. Sabiq. Sabiq means one who races ahead, and he proceeds ahead, bi-idhnillah, but he does it with the permission of Allah. Again here, the important thing is not to attribute that spiritual excellence or that spiritual progress or that spiritual achievement to oneself. If he does so, it is bi-idhnillah, with the permission of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this person, the third person, who Allah has given the ability to move ahead and nothing keeps him back from benefiting from the Quran and all other acts of goodness. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. Allah says, that is a very great grace and bounty from Allah. The fact that Allah gives you the ability to do as much good as possible. Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. Jannat, how will Allah reward such persons? Jannat وَعَدْنِ, garden of everlasting bliss. يَدْخُلُونَهَا, they will enter this garden. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا. they will be made to wear bangles of gold and bracelets of gold. We know that it is haram for men to wear gold in this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once in one hand he held some gold and in the other hand he held silk. He says, these two have been made haram upon the men of my ummah in this dunya, but they will be allowed to wear it and beautify themselves with it in akhirah. So Allah says they will be given bracelets to wear of gold, walu'lu'a, and pearls, walibasuhum fiha harir, and the garments that they will wear in paradise in Jannah, those garments or those garments will be made of harir, it will be made of silk. Waqalu, one of the first things the people of Jannah will say when they enter paradise, alhamdulillah. Our beginning was with alhamdulillah, and our end will be with alhamdulillah. The first word uttered by Adam alayhi salam was alhamdulillah. When life came into him and he sneezed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to say alhamdulillah. So that's the first thing the human being uttered, alhamdulillah. And as we enter paradise with the permission of Allah, the first thing the people of paradise will say, alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah. Alladhi adhaba 'anna al-hazan, the one who has removed from us all sorrow and all grief and all worry and all anxiety. Inna rabbana laghafurun shakur. Indeed, our Rabb is all forgiving and certainly most appreciative. May Allah grant us.